A nice thing about David Halberstam, who won a Pulitzer Prize for his reporting from Vietnam, is that he refuses to be serious all of the time. Most of the time, yes. Most of the time, in very long books, he's gloomy about the competing capitalisms of Tokyo and Detroit, and media conglomerates like Time Inc. and CBS, and America at war with Asia. But every once in a while, seized by the child who was father to this man, this bundle of decencies and indignations, he stoops to sports. He's a little boy again. It's as if, appalled by what he's learned of power and money, he needed a fix of innocence, a booster shot against the swine flu of the working world. He did it first in The Breaks of the Game, an account of a season in the life of a pro basketball team, the Portland Trailblazers. He did it next in The Amateurs, about four young men who sought an Olympic medal in sculling. And now he's done it again, wonderfully, on the baseball summer of 1949, when the Yankees and the Red Sox battled for a pennant down to the last day of the American League season. Naturally, the Sox lost. Like Adlai Stevenson, like Robert E. Lee, like the Charge of the Light Brigade, and like Socrates, the Sox always lose, after which they get the best writers to feel bad on their behalf. The fan in Halberstam wants desperately to hero worship. The obvious heroes in 1949 were the superstars, Joe DiMaggio and Ted Williams. If Halberstam's portrait of the perfectionist Williams doesn't much improve on John Updike's 1960 essay in The New Yorker, his portrait of Joe is as good as we're likely to get. The wounded warrior and immigrant gentleman, prickly pride and paralyzing shyness, chain-smoking grace under pressure. This is a DiMaggio rescued from the competing iconographies of Marilyn Monroe on the one hand and Mr. Coffey on the other. But a true fan like Halberstam knows these superstars are beyond our powers of identification and comprehension. We'll never be good enough to imagine ourselves in their exalted precinct. It's with the supporting cast of the Implausibles that we connect in superstitious magic. Tommy Heinrich of the Yankees, Bobby Doerr and the pitcher Ellis Kinder of the Red Sox. They played above themselves because they stood on our shoulders. We willed them to excel with our body English, our passionate neediness. Halberstam, in fact, seems to love pitchers, curveballs, most of all. Of course, because he's Pulitzered, he's got to pontificate. He half believes that the summer of 49 was the last moment of innocence in American life, and that television ruined a sport for which Mel Allen on the radio was the perfect tribal drum. Nonsense. Television, with slow motion and instant replay, enhances our appreciation of superb athletes. Radio too often manufactured excitement, hyped pop-ups into almost homers. There was nothing corrupt about Yastrzemski's Red Sox in 67, the unlikely Mets in 69, the impossible Dodgers of 88. And just how innocent was a 1949 pennant race between two teams that both passed on Willie Mays because he was black? Never mind. What Halberstam gives us when he isn't pontificating is a Little League Iliad, a divine comedy of box scores. Instead of sudden death and overtime, we get extra innings, rain delay, and stealing home.